And now it's time to keep it rural once more. Come join the Rock Garden Tour in the SDPB Sioux Falls Studios. That's tonight at 7 p.m. Central. It's today's hottest mix of old-time wisdom and rock and roll. Writer and producer Ted Heron is also known as the Flower Man, and he is with us today for a recap of last month's broadcast, a little preview of tonight. Hey, Ted, welcome back.
Thank you.
This kind of feels like natural already, like you're going to be here
good.
More often.
That's good, yeah.
Is that the idea, once a month maybe?
Yep, I just had to run across the parking lot to get here.
All right, so well, soon it will snow.
Yeah.
And that will be, you'll have to slosh
have to plan.
Across the...
Yeah, I'll slosh, yeah.
So I came to the broadcast last month, and it was a full house in here. You've got fans. Talk about the fans of the Rock Garden Tour for a little bit. That didn't surprise you that it was a full house.
It always surprises me that people show up because they kind of come out of the woodwork. And, you know, when you do a radio show, you don't think about, we really don't think about the crowd.
Yeah.
We just think about kind of doing our thing. And, you know, radio is the theater of the mind. So you're thinking about the imaginary crowd. And then it's really fun when actual people show up.
So there's you're doing radio, but it's also an online broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Folks can watch on our Facebook page on SD.net, and there's people in the studio at the same time.
Yeah, little by little, we're thinking more about the visual experience, but we still kind of treat it like a radio show.
See, I like that. I think people like that visual experience to have a visual experience of a radio show. It makes them feel behind the scenes. I don't know what you think.
Which is the best part, I think.
Yeah,
when the audience feels like they're in on the joke. And that's how we want the listeners to feel. That's how we want the in-studio audience to feel. And I think, you know, that takes a little time to figure out how to do that best. But
You have to think about it all at once.
Yeah. But last month was really fun. Lots of familiar faces. You know, we do now, there are people that like to come to the shows, and we have some regulars, but then there's always new people.
Here's what was my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
The whole night, I'm sitting next to SDPB's Jackie Hendry. Now, I don't know if she doesn't know the show or if she knows it, but she's laughing so hard out loud that it made me happy. It's like, oh, she just experienced that for the first time. So
yeah.
I think there were a couple things that she didn't know that I kind of saw coming, and that was a really good experience. So share it with a friend.
Yeah.
Right? Have a watching party.
Come down to the stage. Always best when people laugh when they get it.
Yeah. a little preview of what's on tonight. Who's on
the
show?
Well, we're just listening to, you know, November, big month, some major decisions South Dakotans are facing.
Right.
And so there's a lot of issues. And so tonight we're going to kind of go over the different candidates so that you can be informed when you elect what kind of garden that you're going to plant next spring.
And that's important stuff.
Yeah, because there's monocultures, there's production vegetable, there's companion gardening, and then within companion gardening, you have all sorts of different types of companion-style planting. There's square-foot gardening. There's what we would call the Hakuna Matata, Arrivederci Circle of Life companion gardening, where it's really, you know, it's not really rooted in science at all. It's just more like folklore and kind of mystical. So we're going to kind of go over the different candidates so people can be informed.
All right. Can I take a selfie with my seed catalog, or is that a violation of South Dakota state law?
No, that's, well, as long as it's like a Gurney's seed catalog.
Okay, but maybe not after I've filled it out.
Then
I'm violating something. There's a line here that you have to make sure that you
don't
cross.
Yes, you're right. We'll have our research department look into the rules there, because I'm sure there's something written that we'll have to pay attention to.
So if you're not doing this already, you need to hand out stickers too. I planted, or whatever it is.
Good idea.
Oh, we
haven't done that.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. We didn't think about that.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a free idea for Ted Hay.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Any special guests? What's the music going to look like? Who's going to be in the space?
Tannenbaums, which is a local Sioux Falls band. Mike Helland is our bass player, but then he's in this great band, the Tannenbaums, and they're going to be playing a few songs tonight.
Nice.
And then News from Pier is going to be here. Cousin Rattlesnake's traveling all the way from Rapids, so he'll be here. I don't know that the Poet Laureate of Fault County, I don't know that he'll show up, Bruce Roseland, but he was here last month.
He was.
You never know. If he shows up, we'll put him on the air.
Cousin Rattlesnake will read some poetry?
He's going to read some poetry.
Nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
New songs? Tell us a little bit about your writing process.
Well, we're kind of, it's always a little bit different. You know, we'll maybe decide this is going to be kind of a guitar driven tune, or it's going to be a piano tune. And then, I'll work on it with Rattlesnake, the piano player, if it's going to be a piano tune. And tonight we're going to try to debut a tune that was inspired by a man we met downtown that we have called the Moon Prophet. And he, you know, he told us all about the supermoon when that was a big thing earlier this year. And it really has stayed with us, that experience. So Cousin Rattlesnake and I have been working on a new tune that we've been, you know, sharing texts because he's in Rapid City. And so we'll see if we can debut that one tonight. But then we have some other, we didn't do a parody last month, but we've got a little new parody idea that we're going
to debut. There needs to be a song about the supermoon.
Yeah.
Because we all wanted to talk about it ad nauseum.
And that's so like in the, in the gardening, you know, the ye old guide to hosting a rock and roll gardening show. There's a rule about that. Like you have to write a song eventually about the supermoon.
Good to know.
So, yeah.
All right. For folks who are come down tonight, 7 p.m. at the Sioux Falls Studios. We're at the corner of 4th Street, positively, and Phillips Avenue, right downtown. Come a little early, meet the band as they set up, and stay for the live broadcast. If you can't make it down, watch online, SD.net, SDPB's Facebook page. Ted, we got a little a recap of last month's show so people can get just a taste of what Rock Garden Tour is all about. Thanks for stopping by.
Great. Thanks for having me.
I spilled coffee on my crotch while passing through Java, South Dakota. And later that same day, I spilt a can of soda. So I freshened up in Bath and got a barber shave in Beardsley. Things went foul in Moody County, and in the cosmos things went weirdly. Somebody took my spare rib in beautiful downtown Bonesteel. And while wandering through Trip, I slipped right on a banana peel. It reminds me of the time I lost my footing in Hand County. Toronto is so pretty with them Blue Jays and Royal Mounties. Oh, South Dakota, home sweet home. There's always something going no matter where you roam. From Igloo down to Norway Center, Olivet to Nunda. When I look at your big blue sky, my heart is filled with wonder. Oh, South Dakota, home sweet home.
Let's talk more witty banter about gardening. You're listening to the Rock Garden Tour. Does old-time garden wisdom come with an expiration date? That's the serious gardening question we're trying to answer tonight on the show. In the tradition of popular county extension gardening shows, we begin our research with an examination of rock and roll song lyrics. Tonight we look to Meatloaf's hit song, Everything Louder Than Everything Else. He sings, "Who am I? Why am I here? Forget the question, someone give me another beer. What's the meaning of life? What's the meaning of it all? You got to learn to dance before you can crawl." Please welcome to the show, we're going to have the Poet Laureate of Falk. Yes, we're going to have you come up. Bruce Roseland, everybody. Give him a round of applause.
In our hearts, what connects us to the scent of rain on the earth, to the last sight of geese in the fall, to the first gasping breath of the newborn calf, to the warmth of our homes when winter winds blow. We are the sum of our senses and more. We who grow a living from the land cannot live without being connected to this sky and to this earth. Kneading the field, the soft rustling of long green corn leaves, brushing against our legs and bare arms, to feel life in our very steps as we stride through our days. Still, we lie awake at night, worrying whether ends will meet, whether the path we have taken will work out, whether the rain will come, whether the sun will shine, whether our will and physical core shall weaken or stay the course. We have found the good while dealing with the bad. We have stayed when others have left. Such is the power of our land's beating heart.
Yeah, very nice. And there's no better way to find answers to philosophical type questions than to play a round of that old time radio classic, Seeger versus Seeger.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
How it works is I'll read a piece of wisdom from a song lyric, and Oil Can will have to tell me who sang it, Bob Seeger or Pete Seeger. So is it new wisdom or old wisdom is kind of what we're getting at. Okay, so ready, Oil Can?
Actually, that's kind of getting into medium old wisdom and old wisdom.
Do you have like a buzzer or something that you're going to use? Because
I got a buzzer here.
Just when you have the answer,
what
just
do you mean,
buzz
do I
in.
Have a buzzer?
Well, no, I know, but sometimes you don't have a buzzer. Okay, well, yeah, it'll work. Okay, this one's kind of hard. He wants to dream like a young man with the wisdom of an old man. He wants his home and security. He wants to live like a sailor at sea.
Wow.
Seeger versus Seeger. What do we think? That's a tough one.
Maybe we do a little studio. Can I pull the studio?
Yep, you can.
How about for Bob? Can I get a raise of hands for Bob? We got a few. Pete?
Sounds like most people think it's
Pete. They want Pete. They want Pete.
It's Bob. Beautiful loser. Here's one that was inspired by some old... So we're going to do a song. Let's do a song, guys. Here's one that was inspired by some new old-time gardening wisdom out of Aurora County, South Dakota. For sweeter tomatoes, they say you should try adding some Jell-O powder to the hole. So we wrote a song about it. A swarm of bees in May is worth a load of hay. I always try to keep that in mind. And if it rains on Easter Sunday, it'll rain the next 7 Sundays in a row. When the mulberry's green, no more frosts are seen, and they're as hardy as trees can get. And did you know they might have helped us win our independence from the Brits? So put a little Jell-O in the hole. Try a little Jell-O in the soul. Share a little Jell-O with the moles. Put a little Jell-O in the hole. So please welcome to the stage Cousin Rattlesnake on poems.
Thanks. So I've been doing 66 poems for 66 South Dakota counties, and they're all here. I got a draft. Okay, this is called Bigfoot Sighting Near Thunder Butte, 1977. The Barr brothers in dead yellow grass inspected cattle when from the hill they saw an ape watching them with curious black eyes. Not fearful, but hurried, they hustled to a Ford pickup under a cottonwood. Wouldn't you? A week later, Sandy White Eyes saw him also, 8'9", jumping a creek, fast as a horse. One night after work, Carrie's janitor said, "Did you hear they caught one, a Bigfoot?" Like genus and species were right there while bagging the trash. If we believe in a risen God, then we believe in the scampering ones, too. 150 years earlier in Zeebot County, a grizzly mauled a frontiersman who used Thunder Butte to crawl toward the river. Now at night, under a yellow moon, a coyote yips. In Dupree, Charlotte sells flowers to a neighbor. She places a wrinkled $10 bill on the counter. The bell rings. They say you can hear the oddest screams at night down by the creek. Here, crick is rhymed with stick. Here, sometimes a truck's lights stay on long after coming home.
A couple of weekends ago, we were having breakfast at the diner just down the way on Phillips Avenue. We were walking past a table of retired guys, and we heard one of them say, we heard one of them assert, riding lawnmowers, that's where the money is. It sounded like a good tip. You might even call it new old-time wisdom. It was one of those lines that I couldn't put away. I couldn't get it out of my head. So here's a song written from the perspective of sort of a down-on-his-luck guy sitting at that table. It's an original tune, but I'm going to sing it in the key of Jay Farrar tonight. Thistles, thorns, and sweat of brow, a whistle and a wink. You keep turning dirt with daddy's plow, but turning a profit is harder than you think. Truth, beauty, and a job in town, barely taping it together. Tough to stay in line with grass so brown, still you never cuss the weather. If you want to know where the money's gone, it's out in the backyard mowing the lawn. Yeah, that's where the money is. And that's where the money is, hydrostatic transmission. This, that, and butter fat. Talk is short, but thinking's long. Sell a stick of gum to a river rat just to get something done, even if it's wrong. Salmon bagels are on special, but the ham steak is more substantial. If the coffee wasn't cheap, all these people would probably have to leave. If you're running out of time and paid by the hour, try 300 cc's of raw wine and power. Yeah, that's where the money is. That's where the money is. Zero turning radius. We're going to follow that tonight with special guest on tonight's show, our own godfather of the Rowena Polo Club, Jim Groth. Bringing you the Farm Boy Blues.
Mama says that's all she wrote. Pick up your coat and hang it on the hook in the entry. Stop teasing your brother. Pick up your gloves and wash your hands and get on in here and have some breakfast. Daddy's out in the dusty field, wants to get all the corn in before it rains. Tomorrow, you come in from working late, looking like a black Angus calf in the middle of the night. Brother's been doing chores, gotten too little wrestling match in the hayloft. He thinks he's so tough, but he ain't tough enough, I don't think. My older sisters worked in town, they have apartments and I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do, but I think that their roommates are kind of pretty. Mama says that's all she wrote. Pick up your coat and hang it on the hook in the entry. Stop teasing your brother. Pick up your gloves and wash your hands and get on in here and have some supper.
It's time for some free verse haiku poetry. Here's Oil Can.
If everyone grew Swiss chard and rhubarb, there would be no hunger in the world. You see, both are easy to grow, high yielding. You can't really kill it. It'll grow from first melt right through the fourth heavy frost. Grow more Swiss chard.
Grow toward the light, grow toward the light. Keep on the sunny side and grow toward the light. Grow toward the light, grow toward the light. Keep on the sunny side and grow toward the light.
That's some highlights from the Rock Garden Tour. You can join us tonight in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio for a new broadcast. It starts at 7 p.m. Central. Also, you can tune in online on our Facebook page and at sd.net.